Chapter 6. A Visit from Poole. One evening after dinner, Mr. Utterson was sitting in a chair in front of the fire when Poole suddenly arrived.
"Poole, why are you here?"
Mr. Utterson asked, surprised.
"You seem nervous. Is something wrong? Is the doctor ill?"
"Yes, sir," Poole answered. "Something is very wrong."
"Sit down," Utterson said. "Here's a glass of water for you. Now tell me what has happened."
"You know the doctor's habits, sir," Poole began, "and how he passes a lot of time locked in his room above the laboratory. Well, he's there now and I don't like it. I'm frightened, sir."
"What are you frightened of?" Utterson asked.
Poole didn't answer. He sat there looking at a corner of the room. He didn't look at Utterson and he didn't drink the water.
"Poole," said Mr. Utterson, "please try to explain."
"I think that there has been a crime," Poole finally said.
"A crime?" shouted Utterson, now frightened too. "What do you mean?"
"I can't tell you, sir," answered Poole, "but please come with me and you will see what I mean."
Utterson stood up and took his hat and coat. It was a cold, windy night, and not many people were outside. Poole and Utterson walked quickly through the streets. When they arrived at Dr. Jekyll's front door, Poole stopped. His face was white and he was trembling. He knocked quietly on the door and a voice from inside said,
"Is that you, Poole?"
"It's all right," said Poole. "Open the door."
When they went into the house, Utterson was surprised to see all the servants in the hall.
"Why are you all here?" Mr. Utterson asked, irritated. "This is very irregular. Your master would be very angry if he knew."
"They're frightened, sir," said Poole.
Poole took a candle and went with Mr. Utterson to Dr. Jekyll's laboratory on the other side of the courtyard.
"Be very quiet, sir," Poole said. "Dr. Jekyll must not know that you're here at the laboratory."
The two men got to the bottom of the stairs.
"Stay here and listen, sir," said Poole.
He went upstairs and knocked nervously on the door.
"Mr. Utterson wants to see you, sir," he shouted.
A voice from inside answered,
"Tell him that I can't see anyone."
"Thank you, sir," said
Poole. There was triumph in his voice. Then he and Utterson returned to the house.
"Was that my master's voice?"
Poole asked. Utterson's face was very pale.
"No, the voice is very different," he said.
"I agree," said Poole. "I began to work here 20 years ago. I know my master's voice very well, and that is not his voice. 8 days ago, we heard a terrible scream in his room. I think that my master is dead and that someone else is now in his room. Who is it? Why is he staying there? What's happening?"